Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. News Roundup Spikes Down. A News Roundup report published in the Barbados Advocate on this day, August 24th in the year 1952, touched on various subjects related to accounts happening on the ground at Spikestown in the north of the island. The report highlighted sugar and shipping, conveying the news that the Harrison Line vessel Herdsman had cast anchor at Spikestown early on the morning before this news item was published. The Herdsman docked at Spikestown to take on the last of the sugar stored in the sugar bonds in the town, and without delays, the next day, they were bound for the United Kingdom. Spikestown, or Little Bristol as it was also unofficially known, was the shipping hub for sugar coming out of the plantations in the northern parishes of the island. It was August. The official end of the harvest had been completed, and the remaining bounty of sugar was loaded and en route to the mother country. The work of the mercantile system as it was laid down in the 1640s regarding sugar was still alive and well. Other news across Spikestown referred to education and the wide use of the Spikestown Library, located in the heart of that town. According to the newspaper report, within that week, the library was expecting a collection of new books, which were slated to be put into circulation shortly after being received. The reporter noted the importance of receiving the new books and noted that it being the summer holidays, the readership at the library had increased. Today, the Barbados National Library continues to be a hub of learning and interaction, where materials of varying types are accessible, given the new technologies. The library also offers programs and other aids to ensure that learning is maintained in the libraries across the island. During this period, drought conditions were also reportedly prevailing in the northern parishes of the island. Breadfruits and ground provisions were said to be scarce, and rice was being rationed by suppliers, while English potatoes remained plentiful. Weather conditions and the impact of World War II on the global market had impacted food imports. The monsoon rains, damage to crops and fields across Asia, were also greatly responsible. As a result, the importation of rice to Barbados was one such crop that was severely impacted by these factors. Nonetheless, spirits were kept high when the police van came to Spikestown to entertain the residents of the town. Such was the news across Spikestown on this day, August 24, in the year 1952.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.